All right. Dr. Denike is with the Blanchard Valley Health System, and we're going to talk about the heart. You are a cardiologist.
I am. Glad to be here.
And we have snow coming. We're talking about Valentine's and hearts and all that, but we have snow coming. The snow could be heavy in terms of it being wet, and that causes additional weight, and people get out there, and they get their shovels out and kind of overexert themselves.
And then come see you.
Sure, yeah. It's always a concern in the winter about snow removal. Part of that is because just being exposed to the cold air can cause the airways to constrict, as well as the blood vessels to the heart, the coronary arteries, to constrict. So it's a little of a double whammy. So one of the things we recommend is for people to wear a scarf over their nose and mouth when they're outside. It seems to help warm the air as they're breathing it in, and helps to minimize that effect. The second concern, I think, for especially for tonight leading into tomorrow, is if the weather is a little bit warmer, then this could be a wetter snow, which obviously makes it heavier. And depending on how much snow we get, how big of an area your listeners might be shoveling, they quite literally could find themselves moving a ton of snow in a very short period of time. And so we recommend, obviously, listening to their body, maybe shoveling in short periods, taking several breaks, going inside, warming up, and again, wearing that scarf to help keep the air warm as they're breathing it in.
Is that why when you are a runner or a jogger outside in the winter and it's a little bit colder, that it's a little bit harder to breathe?
Maybe. You know, one of the things I've noticed, and maybe some of your listeners have too, when you're outside running in the colder air, the lungs seem to burn a little bit. And
right.
I think so sometimes you'll see them wearing like a baklava or something over their face. And I think that's helping to warm that air so they don't get quite that response as well.
He's not talking about that food, the baklava.
No.
Balaclava. Balaclava. Thank you. Yes. That's another one my kids will correct me on. Thank you.
Why is that man wearing a pastry on his face?
Freudian slip.
At some point, you should just stop, like you said, rest, go on inside.
That's right.
Or just get some kid to do it.
Right.
You know.
That's right, your neighborhood kid.
Well,
particularly for some of our older patients, that is a real recommendation we give in the office. Listen, you should find somebody to take care of this for you. Lawn care in the summer, same thing. You know, there are just some patients. We advise them not to do it.
You know what? A lot of people are doing side hustles with the snow plows on the front of their trucks. Find someone like that.
Side hustles.
Yes. Is
That's
a new
what you call
too?
It now, too.
It is. It's called a side hustle.
Man, it's time to retire. As far as things that we can do in the wintertime besides snow, keeping our heart healthy, we're not as active. We're not out moving around. What can we do to make sure that we're ready for the time in the summer when we are?
Yeah, it's not just the winter. It is in the summer, too. But, you know, I have a lot of patients that say to me, Doc, I just don't like taking medications. And I get that. I don't like taking pills either. It's kind of a running joke in my house when I have a cold. My wife, why aren't you taking it? Well, I'm not up for that. But so much of prevention of heart disease really is lifestyle related. It's, you know, choosing heart healthy foods. It's avoiding, you know, excessive fats, but also avoiding simple sugars, carbohydrates, you know, white sugar. So white flour, breads, those kinds of things. But it's also being physically active and not smoking. So cigarette smoking is a big one, too. If you smoke, stop. If you have trouble with that, please see your doctor because there are resources and medications available. But it really is about some of those lifestyle choices first and foremost.
When you say heart healthy foods, can you give us an example of some of those?
Yeah, so fruits and vegetables, not the hearts that you've been passing around in the studio today. Whole grains, nuts, limited dairy, fish. So avoidance of red meat as much as possible.
This is going to be a time when we're all talking about hearts. Everyone's talking about love. Mm-hmm. But there are times when you may be feeling something. You may feel like maybe you've got a pain. At what point do we say, you know what? It's not just gas. It's not
heartburn.
I need to get to the emergency room. When do we do that? Because we don't want to, because of cost, one, because of being embarrassed that you know, I'm going there and they're going to tell me it's just heartburn.
A panic attack.
So classically, the chest pain that's associated with heart disease is a heavy pressure sensation as if someone is standing on your chest, oftentimes associated with a feeling of shortness of breath or I can't catch my breath, maybe breaking out in a cold sweat, nausea. Those are symptoms to watch out for. But the trouble is a lot of patients have atypical symptoms there are people who have silent heart attacks, no symptoms at all. But the classic symptom is that heaviness, chest pressure associated with shortness of breath, nausea, breaking out a sweat. Those symptoms occur, absolutely get into the emergency room right away.
Is it the same, though, for women versus men?
Oftentimes not. And women are one of those groups that typically have the atypical symptoms. And so it can be more challenging to sort of identify those patients and make sure they get the help they need.
What are some of those atypical symptoms?
Yeah, so for women, they may not experience a chest discomfort. It may be more shortness of breath or just nausea. Non-specific symptoms that don't necessarily point to the heart, and that's why it makes it so much harder and challenging to identify.
So when do we do something? I mean, it's you hear these stories about someone that passed away, and it was like, well, they felt shortness of breath, and that was it, yeah. And they didn't do anything. At what point do we just go?
Well, I'm biased, obviously, as a cardiologist. I think any time that you have a symptom that you the idea pops in your head, this could be my heart, it's time to get checked out. If it's not actively happening at that time, it may be time to see your doctor in the office. If it's happening at that time, I'd get into the emergency room. Now, once you have that initial evaluation, if they identify the heart looks pretty healthy and you have symptoms 2 weeks later, a month later, it may not obviously require a return visit at that point if we feel confident that the heart's healthy.
You hear stories all the time about someone that all of a sudden you hear they're in the hospital having a quadruple bypass. It's like they was like 99% blocked. Why can't, isn't there a test
prevention.
That you can, well, or, yeah, yes, prevention, but isn't there a way for you to tell, like in a checkup or in some test to say, you know what, your heart is blocked X percentage, or do you have to wait until something that bad?
No, so it does start, as Dawn said, with prevention, obviously, some of the things we talked about earlier, lifestyle interventions, and then sometimes medications. But really, when we're sitting in a room with a patient and we want to know what do we think their risk of cardiovascular disease is, there's a number of risk factors that we take into account. Everything from age, gender, and smoking status to blood pressure, cholesterol levels. And sometimes then we do additional testing. We might look at stress testing as an additional piece of information for us that helps risk stratify that patient. Ultimately, the diagnostic gold standard for coronary artery disease is a heart catheterization. But that's an invasive and expensive test, so we don't just send every patient into the cath lab to have that test done. And we also don't want to subject them to the risks of that invasive procedure. So we have to do our best to try to stratify that patient's risk, identify those symptoms using those non-invasive tests.
All right. If people have questions, how can they reach you?
So I have a practice in Findlay. I also see patients in Bluffton and Cary. They can, of course, reach me through the Blanchard Valley Health System. My office number, if they want to reach me, is 419-424-0357. But just calling the general line at the Blanchard Valley Health System, 419-423-4500.
He knows phone numbers.
I know.
You're like the first guest we've had in a long time that when we ask him what their phone number is.
You don't look like a deer in the headlights. I want to ask him, though, if he has a cure for a broken heart. This Valentine's week.
I don't. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that, you have all this knowledge,
so
but
all
the one thing you can't do.
Sorry if you have a broken heart out there, Dr. Janette can't help you.
But I can connect you with some doctors who might.
There you go.
Love it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
For coming on. That's Dr. Janette from Blanchard Valley Health System, 20 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning here on The Mix. Time to take a look at the weather forecast.
Here is your Mix 96.7 WBVI AccuWeather forecast. Winter weather advisory in effect from 4 p.m. this afternoon to 10 a.m. Thursday. Cloudy for today with a bit of snow, sleet, and rain this afternoon, up to an inch, high 39. Overcast for tonight with occasional rain changing to snow this evening, 1 to 3 inches, then a bit of late snow, low 31. Tomorrow, a bit of snow in the morning, up to an inch, breezy with a few snow showers in the afternoon, high 35. With your AccuWeather forecast on Mix 96.7, I'm Cheryl Golden.
President's office. One moment, please.
Make it fast. I don't have all day.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
I know who this is, and frankly, I don't have time for your games.
Uh-oh, Bubba, you're busted.
No. We're talking about your taxes, Donnie.
Yeah, we heard if you bring your tax refund to Taylor Kia, they'll double it up, $8,000.
Really? I always get a huge tax refund.
right now during Taylor Kia's President's Day sale. We want to double your down payment up to $8,000. Plus, our goal is 100% credit approval.
Now, that sounds like my current approval rating.
Yeah, you wish, Don McCon. Welcome to the Impeachment Club.
Not quite, Billy.
Three locations to double your down payment. Taylor Kia in Toledo.